Okay, as we get started, and it's great to get started in the season. You know, last night everybody got a chance to see the kickoff game. I got a chance to see a little bit of it and fell asleep. No, I'm just kidding. But we had a time to kind of get recovered and everything. But it was fun to see the energy, every year when the season starts officially. And it's been fun to see the energy in the building here. It's been fun to see the energy on the team here. When the season is getting ready to roll. Since I've been here with the players and everything from April the 17th on, they've come in here with an attitude of let's get better. And it's been really fun because, like I've said before, I've been in several of these situations, and sometimes the off season people aren't real fired up about it. Sometimes training camp, they're not really fired up about it. And these guys have come in every single day wanting to get better. And I have gotten better, and I think you guys have seen some of that, with how much they've worked. And today's practice was excellent, so I'm anxious to see the next phase, and then that'll be Sunday. Questions?
Obviously, you're real excited to see Miles out there. That obviously isn't going to happen now, so what do you do to compensate for that?
There's a lot of good players here, and he didn't play all the snaps in preseason either, so he'll be fine. He'll be back. No, and I think I mentioned a little bit about this earlier, maybe one of the other conferences. I think, Coach Belichick does a good job with that, and I've been pretty successful about doing this too. Is that things happen in a ball game? You got to be able to react on the next play. You got to react on the next series, and so we're very much served with. We have a philosophy in our playbook on next man up, and as a coaching staff. When we manage personnel, it is about the next man up. And the next man up may do something better than the guy that he just replaced, but not as good as the guy he just replaced. So we fit things to them, and we have enough packages of people rotating things around. And there was going to be a lot of time, and you'll see guys right now that where we rotate a lot of guys off the field. They can't play every single play full speed, the way we want them to play. So there was going to be rotation plays anyway for everybody that goes out there in our packages.
Do you get the why fans might be disappointed? I mean, people were pretty excited.
Oh, everybody, yeah. And I mean, and how about this is that the smile on my face is when I was talking to you guys back in the OTAs and everything is, for you guys to get a chance to see him cut it loose. And he will. Everybody's just got to be patient, but he'll be fine. He really will. He's a good kid. He's a good young player, and he's a good person.
What were you seeing in him in camp and in those preseason games that kind of had you excited?
Those are things that the flash things that you see with his speed and power. But more importantly, a lot of times people don't see how smart he is. And he does things or was doing things that guys that are multi-year veterans, he already understood. And you don't have to say things more than once to him. And he gets it. And that's fun. How about somebody who's going to play?
How about Jabril? I mean, how excited are you to see
that? I am. And I've tried to make him pay the price too and brought him along slowly. And I'm anxious for you all to see the instincts that he has. And you'll see him play lots of different positions, and you'll see him do hopefully some things with his hands on the ball in the return game. And if we can get some returns on defense, if we can get the ball in his hands on defense too. He's had a really good week of practice, and he fits in to what we like to do defensively with cutting those guys loose there in the back end. He's very smart as another somewhat like a quarterback on the field. You'll see him and Schobert do a lot of the managing of the calls and the adjustments, and he's done very well.
Can you talk about the challenge from Antonio Brown? And I know he's not here anymore, but we're used to seeing Joe Hayden shadow him. Now he's not on the field.
Antonio Brown's one of the top guys in the league, and so you always have to go in and adjust no matter who is on him. And I've had a chance to coach several teams that that have played against him. So each time, whoever that matchup is, we have to know more about him than he knows about us. Our guys have done a good job of studying. Our guys have done a good job of profiling and the things that we have to do in our breakdowns. I've been really respectful and thankful what a good job the staff has done this week. You know, the staff is ready to play a game too, because I've been pretty hard on them. You guys don't see that. You only see the players. So I've been pretty hard on the staff getting prepared. And, you know, we've known this game's been coming since the schedule's been out. So there's been a lot of work behind the scenes doing that. Really, the first quarter of our season, you know, we've done a ton of that before anybody could even go home on break this summer. You know, they had to have a ton of reports to me ready to roll on our first four opponents before we even went home this summer, you know, to get any break with our families.
It seems like the defense made a lot of strides in the preseason games. Do you kind of hang on to that when you talk to the guys, or do you tell them to throw that out the window, or when you go into the regular season?
Every day is a competition, and that's good you bring that up. You know, if every single play wasn't important, why are we practicing? You know, we measure every practice rep. We measure and grade wins and losses on every single thing we do, even to the point now where, and if you could see behind the scenes some of the guys that we measure wins and losses on arguments in the room, you know, and it's about who wins and who loses. And the guys have come up with some pretty good arguments behind the scenes. And, you know, that's somewhat of the personality that I try to pull out of all these guys to get a chance to play. So, sure, those snaps are important. Those snaps are important to understand, you know, who won them, who lost them. And, you know, we're able to build off of every single play that we lose, too. And there's a learning curve there. But there's a confidence curve when you do things right. And the confidence curve is that maybe I know what I'm talking about, so they listen to me even a little bit more. Big challenge, yeah. They're very, very good. And, you know, those guys, you know them very well, and a lot of those coaches on their staff are friends of mine, but not on game day. And I've had a chance to, you know, Munchak and I go way back, Danny Smith and I go way back, Todd and I go way back. So some of those guys we've known for quite a while, and we've competed against each other for quite a while. They know me, I know them. And those players, I think they've done a very good job of acquiring the kind of players that have kept them up there and won a bunch of games, and they've kept their players, and they've done a good job with that. So we've got our work cut out for us, but we're excited about the challenge, and we're excited about the opportunity to go out to take the next step.
What makes Le'Veon Bell a challenge to handle, and how important is it for you guys to kind of set a tone against the run?
He has the power, and he has the speed, and he has instincts on all of those things. You know, he's very instinctive. He's one of the more patient running backs that's in the league. You can do a great job in, you know, handling your gap control, handling your scheme assignment, and then he can make you break down in space. So we've got to do a good job of not allowing as few as possible one-on-one plays with him. You know, we have to be multi-swarm. And our guys have done a good job with that for the most part since I've been here on swarming and those kind of things. And he's very talented. And I don't know that he gets enough credit for how talented he is in the pass game. And, you know, he's a very good runner. But the way they get the ball to him in the pass game is just another glorified run. And then he has very good run after catch once he gets a chance to get the ball in his hands.
What can you say about just how good Ben Roethlisberger is and the challenges he presents your whole defense?
You know, he's different than a lot of almost anybody else in the league because of his power in the pocket. You know, you can put a lot of quarterbacks go down just because they know they're getting ready to go down. You know, a lot of guys will go ahead and take the dive just to get away from the contact. You know, he relishes the contact. He breaks tackle in the pocket. He extends plays. When he extends the play, he's the most dangerous because now he's doing things that the timing of the scheme or the timing of the play for my part is off kilter. I know he's got to be frustrating at times to his own offensive coaches because the timing is off, and he's mastered that in his career. Not very many people do, but he has mastered that in his career, and those are the kind of things that we've got to try to control in the ball game is not letting him extend plays.
Say, hey, they're going to throw everything at a rookie quarterback, but in your spot, would you do that? I mean, if you were on the other side, is there anything you would do differently because you're facing a guy like the Steelers are facing on Sunday?
Nope. You know, the hardest position in really professional sports is to play quarterback when you come into this league. You know, there's so much, the speed of the game, and there's so many different concepts and looks that you don't see in college football anymore. You just don't see that. And understanding the hash mark tendencies and stuff of high school college is so much short field, wide field, and those spacings declare so much. In the National Football League, those spacings are harder to figure out because the ball's always in the middle of the field. And teams are, you know, all of a sudden now they do a lot of things to try to make sure that they're trying to confuse you as much as you can prior to the snap. So there's things that, you know, all young quarterbacks have to get through, all of them.